It's time now for Detoxifying the Soul, brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries.
Hello, I'm Kathy Harris, and I'm so glad that you joined me here today on Detoxifying the Soul. Detoxifying the Soul is a strategic antidote sent forth from the kingdom of God to eradicate every negative toxic influence of your past. We're here to root out, pull down, throw down, and destroy every hindrance in your spirit, soul, and body so that you can fulfill your unique God-given destiny. You know, the word detoxify comes from the root word detox, which simply is a place where people come to be detoxified. Well, you're in the right place at the right time so that you can begin the process of spiritual detoxification through the Word of God. When you detoxify something or someone, you are removing the toxic or poisonous substance or counteracting its toxic effects. Jesus declares in John 15:3, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." God has some things to say to you today. So come on, launch out into the deep and defeat the enemies of your soul. Hello and welcome. I'm so glad that you've joined me here on Detoxifying the Soul today. I know that God has some powerful impartations for you. The Bible says in 3 John 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." God wants your spirit, soul, and body to glorify Him. You see, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. God wants the whole of man to fulfill His perfect will in the earth. Have you ever heard of someone sabotaging someone? Sabotaging a marriage or a promotion, sabotaging the plans to a big project on the job. Well, when you and I hear the word sabotage, we can't help but to think they did it on purpose. That word sabotage means to damage, destroy, or disrupt something deliberately, especially in a war. It means to hinder something, to undermine or destroy somebody's efforts or achievements. When someone sabotages something, generally it's premeditated. In order to successfully destroy something, you need to know something about what you want to destroy. If you wanted to destroy, let's just say, a tall building, you wouldn't walk up to the building with a plastic bat and begin to furiously beat on this building. No, that would be in vain. You would want to know what this building was made of so that you could bring the right equipment to bring it down. If you were serious, you wouldn't waste your time on things that wouldn't cause destruction. Let's go to the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, God reveals to us the horrible account of man's first transgression against His commandments. We see Satan, Adam, and Eve having what appeared to be a casual conversation, but in reality, it was war. You see, Satan had come to strip Adam and Eve of their dominion and their kingdoms. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. And unfortunately, Adam and his wife yielded to Satan's deadly schemes, and they lost everything. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, we see God asking Adam a very important question. God said, "Adam, where art thou?" I believe that God knew where Adam was. I believe that God wasn't asking Adam this question for his own personal knowledge and understanding. No, God was asking Adam this question so that Adam could know where he was, so that Adam could recognize where he had fallen. Adam was lost. He was in a place spiritually that he had never been before. He didn't know where he was. And certainly, he didn't know where he was going. Adam, where art thou? I believe God wanted Adam to see his spiritual condition. You see, Adam's location was an indication of his spiritual condition because of his disobedience to God. Adam had fallen. He no longer possessed a position of dominion and fellowship with God. Adam disregarded God's word and his authority. And this provided a door of opportunity for Satan's deceptive scheme to be fulfilled. Adam and Eve lost their freedom to access the presence and blessings of God in an instant. Adam, where art thou? You see, Adam had chosen a different course through his disobedience. Now he was on another road. Now he was going toward destruction. He had chosen the selfish way. He had chosen to do his own thing, and now he would have to reap the consequences. The Bible declares in Galatians 6 and 7, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap." Choices have consequences, consequences for good or for evil. Because Adam chose to disobey God, he no longer had a position of dominion. He was stripped of his location, and now we find him on a different destination, a destination that was hard, a destination that had a dangerous course, one that was not ordained by God. This was not the course that God had planned for Adam and Eve. God wanted them to enjoy a good life. God had already prepared and made ready for them a path that they would enjoy the blessings of God all of their life. God loved them, and he had a far more superior life picked out for them. They lost their way because they didn't want to obey. God had a path and a course prepared for them, and God has a course prepared for you. The Bible declares in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship." Oh, isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. God created us with his very own hands. The Bible said that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. We are God's handiwork. We are his workmanship. The Bible declares, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. That's the Amplified Version. Wow. God's will, plan, and purposes for our lives is to live the good life that he has prearranged and made ready for us to live. But you know, that doesn't automatically happen. We must seek God. We must want to know his plan for us. And step by step, he will begin to reveal the way that you should go and the things that he desires for you to do to fulfill his will in your life. You know, many times people miss the plans and purposes that God has for them because of wrong information and words that have been spoken to them or around them, words that destroy and abort divine destinies. Many words come to steal, kill, and destroy the plans and purposes that God have for you. They come to sabotage. They come to deliberately destroy. God has sent his word, Psalms 107 and 20, to heal and to deliver us from all destruction. You know, we can avoid and we can avert the plans that the enemy has to destroy. You know, we have come with Detoxifying the Soul to help you rid your soul, your mind, will, and emotions of those poisonous death darts that the enemy has sent your way through wrong information. But we want to bring the right information through impartation of the word of God. Jesus said in John 15 and 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. It's time to clean house so that God can build and plant new things that will help your life flourish and grow so that you can be in step and on time with your God-given destiny. You know, I have a few questions for you. God asked Adam, he said, Adam, where art thou? But you know, the question that I have for you today is, who are you? Where are you? Where are you going? And how will you get there? You see, these questions are not designed to bring condemnation. These questions are designed to bring spiritual location. God wants you to know who you are, where you are, where you're going, and he wants to lead you and take you there. God's desire is that you fulfill his perfect will in the earth, but the only way you can accomplish that is by allowing Jesus to be the shepherd and bishop of your soul. 1 Peter 2:25. God doesn't want you getting lost, shipwrecked, or off course along the way. He wants you to lay down in green pastures. He wants to lead you beside the still waters. God wants to restore your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. That's why he wants to begin the process of spiritual detoxification in your life. He wants to rid your life of all those things that have hindered you.
Detoxifying the Soul has been brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries. For more information, go to detoxifyingthesoul.com.